Because you told about Tetsuo Ogawa, I show you some collaborations with him.
Excuse me, not everyone knows who Tetsuo Ogawa is, and I'm not sure if Valerie mentioned him, but maybe you can just briefly explain who he is and your relationship with his work.
Yeah, I will do. I'm glad that also Galen is on the panel, because the term transmission art is very new in German context. In Germany we also knew radio art as radio play or radio drama, and Douglas Kahn and Gregory Whitehead called it German Hörspiel, because it's an own genre, an own old tradition of the German public and also the French public radio system. And the German Hörspiel, or the European tradition of radio drama, radio play, is rooted, very rooted, in literature and theater, in the performing arts, but never rooted in the fine arts. These categories are very important, especially in an academical context or an autocratic context I work. But there are new developments, new means in this academical context for the last 30 years. In the 70s, Schoening started at WDR, Western German Public Radio, with the so-called experimental studio to create a new understanding of radio art called Ars Acoustica. Ars Acoustica is also the term of the European Broadcasting Union for radio drama now. In the 80s, the so-called Kunstradio, art radio at the Austrian Public Radio, was founded by Heidi Grundmann, and in the 90s, the Bavarian Public Radio changed the department for radio drama to the department for radio drama and media art, and made radio art part as a part of new media art and media art. That's the high culture. And on the other side, on the other hand, we have the community radios. And community radios, or radio art in community radios, is in the context of counterculture and counter audience. I remember that the private or commercial radio system in Europe was founded in the mid-80s, so it's very new, and commercial radios are regularly not interested in radio art. As a sculptor, I'm really interested in the space and how I can work in the space, and how the space is constructed, the physical and the social construction of the space, and the specificity of the space. And I mean, radio is a tool that creates its own space. The space organized by radio is completely different to other media like television, film, or the internet. For example, if you can listen radio very concentrate, but you can also listen to radio in the background. The cinema is completely different. You must watch, regard the movie. The cinema sets time and place and rules the body. Pin the body down the seat. But I'm not interested in ruling the body. I'm interested in the freedom. And so I prefer radio to work, because radio creates a special space where the body can move around. Richard Wagner, German composer, said that he wants to dispossess the body from of the music, of the dance. We must make music which is not possible to dance with on this music. And I'm interested to bring this kind of dance back to the body. I'm not interested in separate between spirit and the body. It sounds a little bit esoteric probably, but that's a deeply struggle of the German culture between high culture and pop culture. And it's also a struggle between right and left wing culture, because the right wing always wants to rule the body, and the left wing wants to give him the chance to move around. And we have this in very hard discussions for modernizing current radio in Germany, because the high culture, the cultural programs, are really depends on this idea of Wagner. Please sit in front of the radio and hear our high culture problem. Never move around. Please do not dance. And so on. Okay. Then this idea that radio creates this non-hierarchical, too complicated. A flat space, no? Not a flat, a flat organization, a flat space. Radio creates this space without an altar, creates a flat space. And also the techno music in the very beginning, in the late 80s and first 90s, has the idea to create a space without an altar, to create a space where you can move around. And when techno turns to mainstream, then the DJ was back as a priest and back as and the turntables were his altar. But that was in the first of the beginning, the same idea that we have one space created by music, by sound, and we can move around. Okay, I show you this first visualization with Tetsuo Kogawa, which is an artist from Tokyo-based artist. Because together with him we created at the radio lab in Bauhaus University in Weimar the idea of a so-called micro radio party, because parties are also spaces where you can move around, talk to everybody, where you are not organized like now in seats and your direction is to the front, also like picnics. So we create a party like a picnic, or and we use radio for the music. You see at the moment Tetsuo creating one of his small transmitters. He needs regularly 30 minutes to create a transmitter. And also some of my students built transmitters, and we use it later in the party. This idea to create own transmitters is very important in Germany, because the last death penalty for using a transmitter was in the 50s. In the 50s, some pupils in Eastern Germany create their own transmitter, broadcast, and got this death penalty. The court was in Weimar, the site of the Bauhaus University, and they were executed, I mean, in Moscow, because it was a communist area. So this fear to create transmitters and to use transmitters, I mean, is inscribed in our bodies, and to get rid of them, to get rid of this fear, we create always transmitters and use it. This is one of our very small transmitters. For an engineer, it's bad made, because if you touch the transmitter, it will make a noise. For us, it's very good made, because if you touch the transmitter and the transmitter creates a noise, then it's not necessary for us to use a microphone or a microphone amplifier. But it's a very small solution. It's a bubble transmitter. And we create this bubble transmitter for a work in Venice, Italy. The idea was to cast the bubble transmitter into the channels of Venice, and the transmitter broadcast the waves of the channel, the water waves, into the ether. So we have this metaphoric of waves in the water and in the ether. And also we deal with the urban environment of Venice, which is a network. It's a network of channels, and it's a separately network of alleys. And also in the history of the city, the city is based on networks, on trading networks, but also Venice was the first republic in Europe in the modern times, which creates an own intelligence service, which was very mighty, and is also an information network. This is the Canal Grande, very important. And the bubbles swam around the Canal Grande and transmit this and you can and the motorboats pushed the bubbles, and it was a really loud noise. And if it and then afterwards was calmer. So the next project was completely different. It's a political action for a so-called No Border Camp. No Border Camps were founded in the end 90s as to deal with migration, to attack the new border policy of the European Union and to address the rights of migrants, especially of illegal migrants, paperless migrants in Europe. The border camps were regularly on the eastern or southern border of Europe, but this is the border camp in Strasbourg, the site of the European Parliament, but also the site of the so-called Schengen Information System, that's a central data processing center for the European border police. And here we create an own so-called camp radio. Here's our antenna. That's one of our studios. The camp radio was a radio for the campground, for the campsite, for the people in the tents, but also a radio for the city to give the city some information about the actions of the camp. And it was also a news radio for the political activists during their manifestations out of the camp to get important information where the police is going on and what is the schedule of the manifestation. We also delivered the radio into the via the internet to create a network between several cities in Europe for solidarity actions or to get information. Okay. And the current project is so-called Transit Waves. It's also dealing with the situation of my of European migrants. The actual or the current border current policy of the European Union creates destroys the borderline. We have nowadays we have no borderline. We have a border space in Europe. So if you come to Europe without papers, you are in a very long passage, a never-ending passage from one collecting point to the next collecting point, and you will never your passage will never end. And we use this metaphoric for a tunnel in a very high frequently traffic tunnel, and set up in this tunnel an own small radio transmitter, which broadcast a report on the situation of migrants in only pieces for 60 seconds. For the opening, we organized a public bus tour through the tunnel. But regularly the program is only for the lonesome driver. Okay, thanks.
Can I get your VGA cable? There we go. Okay.